The governor requests drought declaration again. Thanks for being with us, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Yesterday, Governor Phil Bredesen requested a federal designation of agricultural disaster for 28 counties in Tennessee to help farmers who have suffered crop and livestock losses as a result of persistent drought conditions. Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Ken Givens.
I regret it, but it almost seems like a broken record, you know. But while this has been a good crop year, or at least a better crop year than last year was, we still have a lot of areas across the state that's really suffered, and some folks are even saying in some counties that because of the timing and all with what rainfall did come, that there some of them are actually saying that they're in probably worse shape now than they were even last year.
The 28 counties in this declaration are primarily in East Tennessee, where drought conditions have persisted since the spring of last year. And Commissioner Givens says while many areas of the state have received adequate rainfall, there's still lots of areas that haven't. Greene County Farm Bureau President Tony Bird.
In Greene County, we've had very, very, very little rain. People with cattle have no grass. You know, our water's our biggest problem. Our ponds are dry, and the creeks, a lot of them are dried completely up. Some of them are down to about a third of what the normal flow is. It's hard. It's just rough going. That's all I can say.
To qualify for the disaster declaration, crop losses would have to total as much as 35% to 70%. That's decided upon by local Farm Service Agency committees in each county. If approved, farmers would be eligible for federal disaster assistance through provisions of the new Farm Bill. Commissioner Givens expects more counties to be added to the list of 28, and he hopes the request is approved by the Secretary of Agriculture within the next few weeks. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.